On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria and Imlachlinie 27. Two suspects have been arrested in connection with the murder of well-known media personality Warwick Stock, commonly known as DJ Warras. Stock was killed on 16 December in Johannesburg CBD. Gauteng provincial spokesperson Elijah Mahlanga confirmed the suspects were apprehended in Soweto.
We still appeal to members of the public to make additional information available to the investigating team so that they're able to put together a very strong case to ensure that we secure a conviction and that those that are found guilty are sent to jail for a very long time.
The ANC in the Western Cape has demanded an independent probe after video footage emerged showing the deputy mayor of Pretoria firing a gun. Nokozolo Kulwapi, the deputy mayor of a Batao local municipality, was captured on video discharging a firearm on Sunday during a Magidi ceremony near Plattenberg Bay. ANC Western Cape spokesperson Sifiso Mtsweni.
We want the law enforcement agencies to act on the councillor, and we believe that the councillor is a public representative, is supposed to at all material times act with a responsibility and ensure that they stay true to their oath of office. So we find what we see circulating on the social media as a criminal offense, as a rogue, and we call for the charlatan councillor to be investigated.
The N3 toll concession says that since the start of the holidays, consistently busy traffic conditions have been experienced on the N3 toll route in Mpumalanga, Free State, Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. At peak times, traffic volumes of around 13,000 vehicles per day have been recorded at the busiest toll plazas. N3 toll concessions Tanya Dugra says traffic volumes are expected to continue in the next few days, particularly in a southbound direction.
This morning already, volumes appear to be increasing and we expect that tomorrow, the 24th of December, will be particularly busy. This holiday season has been characterized by persistent bad weather, heavy thunderstorms, rain and mist, and as a result, reduced visibility. All of these conditions place additional strain on drivers.
And at least five people were killed after a Mexican Navy aircraft crashed in the waters of the U.S. state of Texas while carrying out a medical transfer. Eight people were traveling on board the aircraft, which was on a humanitarian mission. One person on the flight remains missing despite search efforts by the U.S. Coast Guard. I'm Mule Pinar from View These and Other Stories at jacarandafm.com. Click on News.